Without further ado, let's get straight into the program. Jim Reeb is with us today. He's from OSU Extension. He's a forester. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
I really appreciate you coming on the program. I've been kind of on a good run the last couple months. I've had Master Gardeners and also had Nina Roll on the program, another great person over at OSU Extension.
And, lots of good programs and, over there.
And you and I had talked, but when I saw this upcoming Tree Farmer of the Year, I got on the handle to you because I said, wow, this is a perfect segue to have Jim come over and talk about what's going on. Jim, maybe you could give us an overview. Generally, what is the Forestry Division of OSU Extension?
Okay, well, we actually have county faculty in at least representing almost every county that has trees in it. So we have quite a few of us out here. And looking across the U.S., we're probably, even though we're smaller than we were 15 years ago or almost 20 years since I've come to OSU, we're still probably the largest extension faculty for forestry in any of the states. And so mostly our clientele are the family forest landowners, the folks that may own 5 acres of land that has trees on it. They may own, you know, the bigger ones may own 1,000. There aren't very many of those. Most of them own probably 50 or less acres. And that's our primary audience. But we work with industry foresters. We work with professional foresters, state and federal. Almost anything has to do with a forest issue in the counties.
Well, like OSU Extension providing services for so many interesting and important community assets, you're there for those who are interested in forestry. Maybe some people just don't realize forestry, you know, we've got such a resource because it wouldn't blip into their radar unless they have the property.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think that even the folks that have the forest, I think, sometimes don't know that we're available. You know, we work closely with Oregon Department of Forestry. We do some different things than they do. They do a lot of one-on-one with people. We do more of an educational where I'll set up a workshop and invite a number of people to come to that. So we do an educational type program versus Oregon Department of Forestry, which will go out on your property and help you do things.
The team that you have locally for us, just such a great depth of knowledge. I always like to ask how you found yourself to be a forester and what was your history? Did you know early on in your educational career that this is where you were going?
Actually, I went to OSU to get my degrees. That's the other OSU. That was Oklahoma State University.
Ah.
So, and there are trees in Oklahoma, believe it or not. But I have a zoology and wildlife bachelor's degree, and I got into forestry because I took a class with a gentleman who was a forest ecologist. I loved that class and really, really thought he was a great educator and asked him if I could do a graduate program with him, and he said yes, and I did. And I got a master's in forest resources from Oklahoma State. And then I went to work for Weyerhaeuser Company, which probably a lot of people have heard of. But I never did any forestry. I went to work in the mills. So I worked in sawmills, and I worked in planer mills, and I worked around pulp and paper mills and that. So I did that for Weyerhaeuser, and then I finally thought I wanted to get back into education. So I went to Texas A&M and again got a forestry degree. But I chose to go kind of in the manufacturing, so I took a lot of industrial engineering and ag engineering classes, and I stayed kind of in operations research. So when I got back into academia, it was at University of Kentucky in the hardwood industry, and I worked 4 years there as a forest product specialist. So again, I worked with sawmills and furniture plants. And when I came out to Oregon, I came out as a forest product specialist in Corvallis on campus, and again, worked with sawmills, plywood mills, door and window manufacturers in eastern Oregon. And it wasn't until we bought a house in Newport and I commuted for a couple of years that they said that there was a job opening in forestry over here. Would I like to do that? And I thought, well, 30 years ago, that's what I trained to do. And I said, sure, I'd love to do that. And so for 4 years, I've been doing what I trained 30 years ago to do. And having fun. You know, it's like a brand new job.
Well, that's kind of great to have it come full circle, don't you think?
It is.
Because really, Jim, I mean, ultimately, there's an end product people are going to use, and it sounds like you've seen that side of it.
I have, yeah. So I'm pretty experienced all the way from the trees through the products and everything. So
when we think about the use of the wood at a point where, you know, the end user uses it to build a home or builds furniture, like you had experience in the hardwood industry, what are the dynamics? If you could just give a basic summary, what do people look for in a final product that you find yourself looking at the management locally?
The quality of the tree, you know, is eventually that becomes the quality of the log, which eventually mm-hmm. becomes the quality of the lumber, which eventually becomes the quality of the final product. So, you know, it all starts in the forest, and it all starts with good management. And so it just comes down to realizing, you know, what's important when you grow trees. And we're really lucky in Lincoln County. We probably have some of the best tree growing sites mm-hmm. in the world. And it's just, you know, it's fantastic. We had a tour. We went to Western Cascade Sawmill. We do a lot of interesting things that the public are invited to. And one of them was a tour of the sawmill over mm-hmm. by Toledo. And I had one of the Benton County landowners ask me if there is any site less than one here in Lincoln County, because they know how good a site we have for growing trees.
Yeah.
And so site one just means that's the best quality site for trees. And I told him there might be, but I haven't seen it. So we have lots of good sites for trees here.
Maybe you could give us just a quick primer. What makes Lincoln County so great for growing trees?
Oh, it's climate and it's soils. It's, you know, we just have great deep soils. We have, you know, fantastic climate, you know, for, you know, we don't get too cold. We don't get too hot. Our trees learn to survive through our kind of dry spells in mm-hmm. the summer. You know, so it's just, you know, site starts with the soils, but then it's the weather and topography and everything else thrown into it.
Well, we're discussing your extension forestry program with Jim Reeb. He is a forester available to us here in Lincoln County. Lincoln County Connections, you are listening to 1230 AM, The Cup. We are talking to Jim Reeb. He's a forester with OSU Extension. In the earlier aspects of the program, we gave you an overview of what OSU Extension provides, and one of the things is some upcoming events, and you've got quite a few events throughout the year, Jim, that I've learned here. But there's some exciting ones coming where the public gets to participate. And let's talk about that first one that's coming on the way here, the Tree Farmer of the Year.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. David Schmidt, who has a tree farm, him and his family own a tree farm near Harlan. And David's been selected as a 2012 Lincoln County Tree Farmer of the Year. And that's through the American Tree Farm System, or the Oregon Tree Farm System, I guess, since it's the Oregon chapter out here. And, you know, we select the tree farm based on a number of criteria. But, you know, it basically says really well-managed tree farm, you know, something like we'd love to see people do.
Mm-hmm.
And David was chosen this year, and we're going to tour his property on the Saturday after July 4th, so on July 7th, and the public is invited. And if they'd like to see how families, you know, family tree farms are managed here in Lincoln County, this is a great opportunity. Come out, you know, I think I've been advertising it as 9 a.m., and then I found out some of the other folks have been saying 9:30, but
okay.
Coming around 9 or 9:30, there'll be signs, and there's directions and everything if you go to the OSU Lincoln County Extension Service website. If you look in under forestry and news and events, you'll find all my programs, and you'll find directions and all how to get out to David's place. But come at 9 or 9:30, we'll have some coffee ready for you and maybe a donut or two. And, you know, we'll look at the farm, and David will tell us how he's managing and what his objectives are for the farm. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a good barbecue after that. So.
And, Jim, you had said that he's kind of got a history in this type of farming. that he's been a commissioner, but he's also, his family has owned these properties for a while, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how long David's owned this. I know it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Not near as long as the folks we're going to talk about in a minute, but for a while. And David is a trained forester. He's got a forestry degree from Oregon State University, and is a consultant and was a county commissioner in Lynn mm-hmm. County.
Interesting.
So he's pretty well known fella and very well known around the forestry circles.
How many acres are we looking at here?
Now you're asking me some questions. I wish I had written these down.
It's okay.
I think David's got somewhere around 200 acres.
Okay.
Somewhere around there, 200, 250 acres.
Will the tour be fairly localized? I mean, will you need to hike around much or?
There'll be a little bit of that, but we'll have some pickups and some four-wheel drives. People that can't get around much, we'll load them up and we'll take them up to see the interesting sites. Starkers, which if you're much involved with forestry, you know about the Starker family. They're great, entrepreneurship family, and they do a lot of good for the, citizens around them and landowners around them. And they're a family that owns about 80,000 acres. So they're by no means a small forest, family. But they're going to let us use their bus. They'll have their bus over and we'll be able to haul people around in their bus also. And they help us out a lot. They own some property in Lincoln County, a lot of property in Benton County.
Jim, you think on an event like this, the Tree Farmer of the Year Tour, 9 to 3 is your scheduled time. I mean, do you want to prepare, if you want the full meal deal, should one prepare to take up that full amount of time?
Yeah, I think if you really want to see, we'll start the tour, probably right at the road where people come in, and we'll just follow David around and listen to how he manages that property and what ideas he has for the future management of the property. So you don't want to probably come in the middle. You'll have to catch up with us. So it's better to get there early, get a cup of coffee, have a donut, visit a little bit, and then be ready to go.
And enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
So I'm not going to be able to make it to that one, but you've got another tour. And this is going to have a little different flavor. This is Gene and Jesse Cooper's tree farm. How long have Gene and Jesse been working at farming?
I don't know how long they've been working at farming, but they've owned this tree farm since, I think, 1947.
Wow.
And I was at Gene's 90th birthday last year, so I know Gene's 91. I think I put that Jessie's 91, and I'm not sure she's as old as Gene, so I might get in trouble there. But they've been on that property since 1947. Very interesting couple. Still do almost all the work themselves. Gene at 91 still logs. He's got a sawmill, he'll log his log. He'll fell his tree, cut it up into logs, haul it down to his mill, and saw lumber. And he also custom saws for other people. If you have a log and you want it sawn into lumber, you can take it to Gene, and he'll do that. So just a very interesting couple and super, super nice folks.
When we look at somebody like Gene, is this typical that individuals with the smaller farms, do they have their own mills or –
No, that's pretty atypical. Gene does. A few others do. Most of the small family forest land owners don't. But there are portable mills around that. If there are some that
portable
will.
Portable mills?
Yeah, portable mills, so they'll haul it, behind their truck. So,
really?
Yeah, so there's going to be a mill out on David Schmidt's property, but it'll be a wood miser mill. So that's one that they're going to pull in. And they'll saw some logs up there and let people see how one of those operate. And so most of the, family forest landowners, if they want some timber that's sawn up, for their use on their property, a lot of times they'll hire one of these fellas that has a portable mill to pull it into their property, and they'll just saw the lumber up there.
What are the components of a portable mill?
Well, the saw is the important one. Mm-hmm. And then to be portable, you got to have wheels, so it's on a trailer, mounted on a trailer. But there's many, many different kinds of portable mills. But the two basic kinds are there's a bandsaw mill and there's a circle mill. And the bandsaw mill has a bandsaw, and the circle mill has a circular saw that they saw with.
Gene's mill, you say it's a three-phase electricity?
Yes. So
what's the significance of three-phase?
Well, I know two people that do three-phase, and the mill started out probably as either a diesel or gasoline engine, and the folks that don't need to move the mills, like Gene and this other fellow, when they converted to three-phase, they both said it was much better. Why exactly, I don't know, but they thought that the cost for running the mill and just the operation of the mill was better. For one thing, it'd be a lot quieter.
Well, when we look at somebody like Gene, is this going to be somebody who has made a living all these years off of their farm?
He's made a living all these years off
wow.
his farm. Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes.
And that's coming up on August 25th.
It is. And if folks go to the OSU Lincoln County Extension website, and mm-hmm. look under forestry and then news and events, they'll find this and some of the other programs that we offer.
Is there any need to RSVP either of these events, or do you just sort of show up?
You know, you don't need to. We're just inviting the public out. We'd like to show the public how these tree farmers, you know, how they treat the property and what good managers they are. So we don't RSVP. We may get in trouble one of these days, Casey, by not doing that. But but right now we would just
easy going here.
Yeah, we'd like to see folks come out.
So I guess to kind of come full circle here, Jim, got these two events coming up. They're on the OSU Extension Service website, and I usually tell folks to put OSU Extension Lincoln County, and that seems to get you there from Google.
That gets you there pretty quick, yeah.
I suppose with about 3 minutes left, what can we tell people and who does OSU Extension Forestry, what services may be available that they're not aware of if they've got some small property?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I guess probably come into an OSU Extension Forester. If you have, you know, forests, we're probably one of the first ones to get in contact with because we work with the other partners. We work with Natural Resource and Conservation Service folks and Oregon Department of Forestry. Those would be the two organizations that if you want to do cost share, they would be the folks. And so we can get you in contact with them if you want to do any of the cost share programs. A rent and management plan is getting to be a necessity. Well, we help with that, and we teach people how to do a management plan. But the American Tree Farm System, they certify management plans, and we can help you get in contact with the people that do that. So we're kind of maybe the first stop for folks to go to, and if we can't help you, we usually know who can.
And if anyone was ever looking at buying property that had, you know, forest on it and the implications of what getting into that might mean, if they think at all this is something that they might want to get into, would you be a resource for them, too, for some advice?
Sure. I think so. And again, we can put you in contact with people like Oregon Department of Forestry, which does the Forest Practices Act, which are all the rules and regulations. If you own forests, you have to follow that here in Oregon.
Okay. Well, Jim Reeb, thank you for coming on the program. Two upcoming dates, which you can meet him at, and that's that Tree Farmer of the Year Tour, July 7th, 9 to 3, and also another open farm, so to speak, on August 25th, 9 to 3 as well. So thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Casey.
Jim Reeb, forester with OSU Extension. Please be reminded that there's a lot of great resources and information online if you want to learn more about the services OSU Extension provides overall and specifically in the realm of forestry. So thank Jim for being on the program. You want to learn more, head to Google, put an OSU Extension, Newport or Lincoln County. They'll both work for you, and you can find more information about Jim. We thank you for listening to the program today. Stay tuned, same time, same place next week. Lincoln County Connections brought to you here on KCUP. Have a great day.